5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
But you can't just do a standing breastplate. That's not TikTok.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I don't know, Jim. I'm not a dancer. Oh.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
I feel good.
I like the look of this show. Xavier Ellis to join us shortly from the West. We need to find out what's going on over there with him and also whether they will host a final. Trent Cotchin is going to join us from the hub up there in Queensland. Find out what the Tigers are going to do. Try and bring down the West Coast Eagles. We've got the clangers of the week thanks to Amy. We've got a real poxy joke at the end thanks to Bill. Just got a nice feel about it, this show. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you. Bit of sun out. That's what we like today. And there's old Rabsy.
In the Navy was a hit song for the Billy.
Definitely.
Village people.
Have you heard of Def Lipson?
Yeah, I'll put it together. Yes.
Haven't you heard of Def Lipson?
All right. Now, Bill, what are we starting with rap style?
Well, we're going to go with round 13 was completed last night. Jim, your mob got beaten by 30 points. Wasn't one of the great games of all time, but well done to Collingwood,
yes,
who now have 7 wins on the board. Big Coxie was okay. A couple of nice things. I liked Maynard, and Pendlebury is a star.
Yep.
Anything else to say from last night?
Not really. As I said prior to the match, I think the result was pretty predictable, but I like the kids playing for Norths. Keep it like that, and they will develop quickly.
Yes, that's right indeed. Now, all their states are lining up, Jim. They're lining up to host the grand final this year. Even West Coast and Port Adelaide have said they are expected to be able to host finals in their own states.
Right.
That depends on the Western Australian government. So they're lining up to host finals.
Yes.
West Coast is also bidding to buy the hosting rights to their round 18 game against North, Jim.
Oh, hello.
And move that to Optus Stadium, which is interesting.
Righto.
4 states, New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia and West Australia, are all making their pitches this week to host the grand final.
Mm-hmm.
And could be 60,000 fans at Optus Oval, so that would help WA.
Stadium even, yep.
Optus Stadium. also, what else have I got here? Sydney. Keep talking. Sydney is pushing to host the grand final, Jim. What about this one from Sydney?
Yes.
As many as 50,000 could get into ANZ Stadium, but it'd have to be October 17 because the NRL grand final is held the next week, Jim.
You know my thoughts on that place. We don't want a grand final there.
No. Queensland will make their pitch on Tuesday.
Yes.
So they're going to have a big week of just footy stuff, I suppose. There'll be the Brownlow Medal, the Rising Star, the All-Australian Awards, all that will happen up there on the Gold Coast. So that'll be interesting.
Nice. Well, a lot of that will be virtual. Has to be, doesn't it? You're going to have players parked everywhere, so I don't know how that's going to actually work from an in-room point of view. But
WA, Jim, has offered $35 million to host the grand final and $50 million to host a couple of finals and the grand final.
Right.
$50 million. Would the AFL look at just money?
Well, I guess you've got to line that up against what Brisbane are offering or what Queensland are offering. But they have been unbelievably supportive of the competition over the course of this year, Queensland. So it's hard to see that they are unbackable favourites for me to host the grand final. And I don't mind the thought of that, Fat. As long as everyone's allowed into the Gabba, it'll be a fantastic day. Normally they are up there. So I don't mind the grand final being played there if it has to be.
Okay, speaking of playoffs, the NBA playoffs are still going, and 76ers, they're out of the playoffs, and so is their coach, Brett Brown, the Aussie. He's got the lemonade and sars after they were beaten again, and they went out 4-0, Rabsy.
They did, yeah. Brett Brown still coaches the Boomers, though.
Yeah. No, well, he doesn't coach the 76ers anymore.
No, that's right.
That's what I was saying.
Right.
What else you got?
Well, while we're talking about coaches going out, told you about 2 weeks ago that the Newcastle coach was gone. Well, not Newcastle, the
Dragons
coach was gone. Yes. So I told you that. No one else had heard of it. I told you that he was
listen
gone.
To the flog, listen,
and now, Fat, I also told you yesterday that old Anthony C-bomb was going to get the C-bomb, and look what's happened.
Jim, everyone knew that. He did get the lemonade and sauce, and his name is Anthony C-bold.
I told you C-bomb was getting bombed, and he's out. So don't think my tentacles don't work their way into rugby league.
And it's Emily C-bomb, by the way, the swimmer, Jim. So get that right.
And I also told you, if you want to go back, you can listen to the tape. I also told you, Kevy Walters, my man, would take over at the Broncos.
Which I think he's the favourite at the Broncos.
All
right.
Well, all you need to say is you're spot on, Jim.
You're a flog, Jim.
All right. One more thing, Jim. Yes, please.
Tomorrow night is the big fight between Jeff Horn and Tim Zoo.
Yes.
The son of Costa. So that's very up there in Townsville, I think it is. That'll be a good fight, that one, Jim.
Looking forward to that, of course. But I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to is Xavier Ellis, who is going to join us next from the West.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
He's an AFL Premiership hero.
Here is Ellis in front of the big ones at the punt right, and he's got it.
Number 8, Xavier Ellis.
Now he's Perth's biggest breakfast star.
Tell me you love me.
I love you.
It's our man in the West, Xavier Ellis.
Oh, I have a go at him from Lakes Entrance. Who the hell comes from Lakes Entrance? X, welcome to you.
G'day, guys. How are you going? Actually, Paul Deere, the Norm Smith medalist, used to own the local pub, but that's about the extent of it.
Bloody exactly. Not many people from there, Jim. How are you going, Cheeksy, over there in Perth? Will you get a final over there?
Going well, mate. 26 degrees on Thursday. AFL... wanted a sold-out crowd and to make some money that they seem to be losing hand over fist. We're ready and available for them to take a couple of bucks in their pocket.
X, where was that bloody weather when all the games were played over there? We were watching back here and it was pissing down.
Yeah, I know, mate. I couldn't tell. I went to a couple of those games and luckily the bars and the pubs are open because I managed to weasel me way into there at about quarter time.
But Bill brings a proper question to the table and that's obviously pretty bloody rare. But West Coast will earn home finals the way they're tracking. Will they be played at Optus Stadium, do you think?
Well, I'm not sure. I was talking to one of the lads the other day and they said potentially they might be playing their last game at Optus Stadium, buying the game off whoever they're playing in the last round. So maybe if they do wind up back in WA for the last round, it might just be easier for the AFL to stay there and we'll send someone over. So I reckon tactically, if they can get that game for the last round in WA, I reckon they will at least play the first round of finals in WA if they land in that position.
But also, Jim, as I said off the top, West Australia, they've been playing hard to get, which is always dangerous because I used to do that as a single bloke. And I was very hard to get. No luck, mate. I was very hard to get. But they've... The Herald Sun have reported that West Australia has offered $35 million to host the flag decider, the grand final, and $50 million to have the grand final and some other finals. And the AFL have got to look at that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't know what's going on with the financial side of things, but $50 million, they're definitely not collecting that from Queensland. I mean, it might be convenient, but there's a lot of people losing a lot of jobs that $50 million might be able to keep a few people in work. So potentially... $50 million, that might just get us over the line.
Now, I've got a couple of questions for you, X. Yes. Someone told me, and I couldn't believe when they told me because it meant they must have been listening, that you were on SEN during the week. Why would you want to speak to a station no one listens to? And by the way, you're a Southern Cross Austereo employee.
Yeah, I actually didn't run that past the bosses, mate, so I'd rather not talk about the crop media. That wasn't me. That was someone that sounded like me, I think.
Was it? Okay.
You're right. I jumped on there for West Coast Hawthorn. They played each other or whatever it was. Yes. So I was waiting for the call from you two, and it didn't jump through, so I then moved over somewhere else.
Well, as I said, highly unlikely the bosses will ever find out because no one actually heard it anyway. Secondly, Instagram, we're a mad Instagram following show, this one, of course, and on your own platform, we heard this.
Don't forget, mate, it's like a joy that you get to bring a newborn child into the world.
Beautiful M just in the background there, sitting you on your ass there, X.
Yeah, no, she's getting to that stage, as you guys would know, when it just starts to get a little bit sore on the back and me lying around drinking beers also carrying a bit of beef, so I know what it's been like to carry an extra 15 or 20 around the waist. But, she's going through that stage at the moment where I can't do too much right. So just poke the bear and get bitten occasionally.
I saw that Insta clip, X, and is that you lying down reading the book? Is that you, is it?
Yeah. Hey, Phil, actually, I was in the local cafe yesterday and I thought you'd made news in WA. I had two looks at the West and it was Clive Palmer, actually. I thought it was you.
Hey, not bad. I've just looked up here. Notable people that have come from Lakes Entrance, Jim.
Yes.
Hayley Boulding, co-founder of ATMA, whatever that is, and Aaron Simons, who's a professional soccer coach in India. That's all. No Xavier Ellis, premiership player.
Well, I'm the next town on, Lake Tyres Beach, but part of Lake Sentinel. So, that's where all the celebrities come from, the town of 300 down at Lake Tyres Beach.
No, a soccer coach in India or something. Come on. Hey, tell us about your new podcast. I don't mind the, I like the sound of it. It's time for a beer.
Yeah, just I actually got a little bit inebriated when the pandemic hit and had a credit card from the wedding that I had a little bit left on it. So I purchased a podcast device, machine or whatever. I just sit down, suck back a couple of tubes and whatever comes out of the mouth sort of sticks to the podcast. And we wake up the next morning and I get a text message from whoever I've spoken to just asking me to maybe edit a couple of things out because we settle in and before you know it, it's just like sitting at the bar having a beer.
And what is your beer of choice? We've discussed this before. I know you had the Bush Chook as part of a seat over there, but I don't think you're a Bush Chook consumer. What are you going with during the podcast?
No, this is great, JB, because I know that the people at Gage Roads listen. So last time I said Single Fin was my beer of choice. A couple of boxes of Single Fin landed up on my desk, but that's the one that I just know my limits. I know when the alarm goes off at 4 a.m. or 4:30 to get to breakfast radio, I know exactly I'll be perfectly fine and bounce out of bed.
What's happened to your Hawks, by the way?
Yeah, I just think that maybe midfield's probably a bit too similar. I mean, Mitchell and Brownlow medalist and Warple, best and fairest winner at the age of 20. I think they're probably having a bit of trouble working together in terms of they're pretty similar. And, mate, I just think they're getting a bit old. They probably lack a bit of star power. Their careers have got, you know, so many premiership players and stuff, but the shine sort of come off a little bit. I just think they need to probably rebuild and head to the draft and you know, Clarko's done it once with the Franklin and Lewis and Ruffett and Birchall and those sort of guys, and I reckon you'd crave an opportunity to do it again.
Benny Stratton, my mail is, if not purchased in Margaret River, very close to. So at the end of this year, does he just wander down south of where you are right now?
Well, I hope so. I do like to go down there, and a night with Ben Stratton usually ends in a bit of fun. So, mate, drink Strato home whenever he's ready.
Hey, great chatting to you, X. We look forward to speaking to you as the finals roll on.
Good on you, JB. See you, Clive.
Yep. See you, Fat.
The Rush Hour's Clangers of the Week.
Oh, boy. Wowee.
Who covers clangers? Amy does.
Lucky you're with Amy.
That is a wonderful attempt at goal. That could be one of the goals of the season, but didn't get there. Memory touched on the line. It was going to roll through, but Memory, for some reason, tapped it back in. I can't believe what I'm seeing.
BobJane.com.au, Robbo, thank you.
To Whitfield, who kicked it into the head of Ryan. There's a little bit of concern for Ryan, although he's just going to be slow to get up. Just a little shell chopped after the ball went straight into his face.
Another Falcon. Another a couple of Falcons.
There's no Kate Simpson.
What's happening downstairs there? Has the wind changed around?
Brett Thomas.
It's died down a little bit, Bill.
Let's face it, Bill forgot our McGrath's name.
Grimes is the recipient. 25 metres out in the left forward pocket. He'd be that excited. Here's an opportunity for me to kick a goal. Have a look at me.
I poked at it.
That's the best clangers from round 13 on Triple M Footy. Who covers clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Look out!
Cochin, little swivel, snap towards goal. Listen to this.
Brownlow medal, All-Australian premierships. This man's done the lot, and we love him. He joins us on Triple M Footy. Trent Cochin, nice to have you on the Rush Hour.
Hey, boys, how we doing?
Hey, good, mate. Now, listen, we couldn't get up to Darwin for obvious reasons, but I did that game for seven, loved every second of it. How was it to play the Dreamtime game in front of such a passionate crowd?
Yeah, it was pretty unique for in some cases, but very special in the same. It was bloody hot as well.
Yes.
But, yeah, I think it was a special occasion for our Indigenous boys, but our footy club as well. Obviously, it's been a big part of it's a big part every year in our calendar, but to be up there and celebrating it with an amazing crowd that were just so excited to have us there was very special.
Yeah, very passionate, weren't they? Was it up there with the Dreamtime games at the G, Koch?
Yeah, different, certainly different.
Bit
not
different.
As loud. Obviously,
yeah.
There wasn't, 80 to 90,000 there, but certainly special. Yeah, I felt as though there was a real vibe around the spiritual part of, what makes footy great, but also the connection to the families, the cultures and the people up there. Obviously, a couple of the boys from our footy club grew up and spent a lot of time playing footy at that oval or around that area. And, it was a really nice experience.
I am with the people who have said, not every year, because obviously commercially the MCG, as you just said, 80, 90,000 is a big lure, but maybe once every 3 or 4 years, Koch, to send it up there and have that the spiritual part of that game really, rubber stamped by playing it in Darwin, I think would be a great result. Lots to talk about coming out of the game. I want to ask you about Noah Bolter. You lost Alex Rance, of course, the best defender in football, and left a massive hole in your footy club. You may have just filled it with this young bloke. Jeez, he's impressive.
Yes, he is. He's a weird unit. That's for sure. His growth this year has been outstanding, and I think it's a credit to him and his appetite to learn and grow in the role that he's been playing, but also the guys that are around him, and probably even so, Dave Asprey, who's obviously had a challenge with getting his knee right and getting back on the park. But I think it's his attributes. Sometimes he looks beaten. His ability just to spring up and get his body in the way somehow is pretty special. And, a few weeks back he played on Big Charlie Dixon, who was probably one of the in-form forwards in the comp. And he'll get another crack at it this week against probably one of the big West Coast boys.
I love it, Koch, that he just sees the ball and then backs himself to win it. I always reckon the best defenders do that. The great Matty Scarlett springs to mind. They don't necessarily worry about where their opponent is so much as they just see the ball and back themselves to judge it better coming in and win it. And for a guy who's only 20, he does that as well as anyone.
He's only 20, is he?
Yeah, 20, he's 21, whatever. He's a baby.
He grows pretty good facial hair for a 20-year-old. And he's a big boy. But, I think, that's the unique thing about some of these guys that are coming into the system and really grabbing it by the scruff of the neck. And it'd be nice to be that big, wouldn't it, at 20 years old? Mm. He's a powerful man.
I was, Koch. he reminds me very much like Alex Rance. Now, speaking of Alex, Koch, two questions
yes.
here. Was he going to be the bachelor before pulling out of that show at the 11th hour? And two, I hear Caro last night saying that a comeback is on the cards for Alex Rance. And have you spoken to him? Have you seen him?
A couple of big bombshells, aren't they?
Yeah. They are.
Probably would have been the only time I'd ever watched Bachelor if he was on it. and a comeback, well, it's the first I've heard of it. But I'll tell you what, if he is coming back, I'd probably prefer him to be in our team than anyone else's. But no, I don't know anything about that. I am due for a catch-up, which is obviously via a phone call these days. But I'll fill you in once I hear, all right?
No, you won't.
Hey, Koch, we need to take a break. We need to come back and discuss a great initiative you got for Father's Day. That's coming up next.
It's a rush hour on Triple M. JB Bill and the captain of the Richmond Football Club, Trent Cochin, joins us.
And, of course, Father's Day coming up, and there's a very good little gift you can give your dad coming up September 5, I think it is. So I hope my kids are listening out there. And it's called Dad's Day Delivered Box. Now, what's in this Dad's Day Delivered Box, Trent Cochin?
Yeah, well, it's four small businesses that have come together through Hugs and Heroes. They've put the package together. So instead of giving your dad the average coffee mug, we're going with one better.
Jocks.
A pair of socks from Posy Socks, jocks from Bokey's Rogers Underwear, a belt from Three Chiefs and a chocolate or a block of chocolate from Hey Tiger Co., which are all trying to do good in the world. And with every purchase, there is a coffee donated to a frontline healthcare worker.
Great.
And also 10 meals provided to a family or people in need through OzHarvest, which is obviously the reason we jumped on board. And, you know, not only are we providing a good little pack that Dad will get to enjoy for a long time coming, it's also doing good in the community, which is obviously important to our brand Posi Socks, but obviously the others that we've joined in collaboration with.
To order, go to hugsandheroes.com.au. Tell us about Posi Socks, because I tell you, Jim, I'm up with all the whiz-bang. And socks are the go at the minute. They make a statement.
They can. Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you should mention statement, Bill, because we have them on their foot. They're more so positive affirmations or little quotes that just are meant to trigger or do trigger your thinking around more so positivity, or that you're not alone. And
good.
That's effectively where the idea was born out of, is what's something that you do first thing in the morning that can trigger you into some form of positive thinking and effectively winning your morning and setting you on your day.
Have you been interviewed by a bigger wanker than Bill Koch?
Oh, I know a few of them. Some of them.
Hey, I want to swing on to this game coming up, because I cannot wait. Richmond and the Eagles take in a couple of days' time to Metricon Stadium. Two great sides. And tell us what you find when you take on the West Coast Eagles. What are they like to play against?
Oh, they're an incredible outfit, and you know, they haven't lost for a long time, I'm pretty sure. Is that right?
Yeah, about eight in a row, I think they've won.
Eight in a row.
They've obviously got incredible talent through the midfield, but also across forward line and in the back line, like most teams these days. That was very generic, wasn't it?
Yep.
It was pretty average commentary from me. But I think, you know, they control the ball so well. They got lively forwards at ground level, but also the big boys up front that are pretty hard to match up on. And clearly with Nick Natt and the boys at ground level around the midfield, I think they score pretty heavily from stoppage. So, we've got our work cut out for us. You know, we've been playing good footy without playing great footy. And Thursday night's an opportunity to take up to one of the informed sides of the comp.
Quick turnaround too. It's 5 days.
It is a quick turnaround. I think they've got a quicker turnaround, so we'll always take that one. I think they're on a 4-day break, which is just the norm in 2020.
Who comes back in for the Tigers? You got Shane Edwards. You got the meatball, Dion Prestia. What about Toby? Where's Toby?
Toby, he's very close to playing, so if not this week, I reckon he'll be thereabouts in the next couple. Big David Asprey was moving really well at training today. And, you know, I think the other thing that's been amazing with the shorter turnarounds is the scrimmages that we've been playing against other teams up here. You know, some of our young boys are looking really ready to go. And Cads as well, he's obviously finding a little bit of form as well. So, it's exciting for us. And, you know, places are going to get harder and harder as the year goes on.
Gotch, the meatball's got to play. I don't think not playing helps little meat. He needs to be out there and playing the full minutes.
He does.
He's a character and we love him here. He's just strolling around at the moment with that grin on his face. We look forward to having him back when we can.
Jeremy McGovern, now it's rare that you have to plan around a defender, but how do you get around him?
Well, obviously, not kicking the ball to him would be a good start.
Good start.
He's typically pretty good at finding where the ball's going. So, you know, I think, like all teams, you've got to put a bit of time and effort into him, but also back in the way you play and your entries inside 50, which we had plenty of them last week and didn't quite capitalise. So that'll be something we're trying to improve on.
And how's hub life going? All right, you settled in okay?
Settled in okay. I'm pretty lucky. I have the family here at the hub, so a little bit different to some guys who have either left them at home or are waiting for them to arrive in the next little phase. But it's different, but the sun's out. I still have an opportunity to head down for a swim and so forth. And, you know, I'm feeling for the people in Melbourne that are locked up in their coop at the moment.
Yeah, like us.
No, like us. That's it. We appreciate that, Koch. Now, tell us who's been among the Tigers the hardest to contain in the hub. Is it old Two Phones, Marby or Chol? Which of the young blokes as the captain, you just got to hang on too tight?
The big daddy, particularly after a few good performances, his head started to wobble a little bit. But And he spends a lot of time with young Shea Bolton. And I know he's a bit of a quiet assassin, but we like to get into him as well. His head's wobbling around a little bit at the moment, particularly after getting the award on Saturday night. But the best one to watch is Camden McIntosh. He literally has a schedule for every day, because if he doesn't keep himself entertained, who knows what he'd get up to. It's concerning. He does a bit of DIY when he's back home, but hasn't had the luxury of doing that here. So, we're trying to... He was rollerblading the other day. I don't even know what he was doing. But who at 20, mid-20s goes and buys a pair of rollerblades? I don't know. And I reckon he spent a good amount of money on them too.
I saw that. It was in a garage. And if Dimmer saw that, he wouldn't play him. He's going to break a leg or do a knee. It was unbelievable. So Koch.
Hugs and Heroes, Fat, is where you get to online. Hugsandheroes.com.au to buy the Dad's Day delivered box. It's got great stuff in it. And you're helping a magnificent cause. Koch, good luck. Can't wait for this game against the Eagles.
Great to speak, guys. Thank you.
James Brayshaw.
Good on you. That's the way.
Anthony William Brown.
Little it out.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hey, tomorrow, Alex Keith from the Western Bulldogs. Love Keithy, of course. He joins us. Hump Day Quiz somehow keeps appearing on the running sheet. I'm not sure how. So that's coming up. Big show tomorrow. Now, the joke here, this is a Tuesday edition. What we find is the Tuesday might be the worst joke of the week, because Monday, pretty good. Where's your other half, Bill, yesterday? Not a bad one. Well received. Yes, so you get off to the right start, and then it falls away. So here we go with Tuesdays.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Okay, Jim, this is a nice religious one for you, okay?
Yes.
A priest and a nun are on their way back from their church gathering when their car breaks down. The garage doesn't open until the morning, so they have to spend the night in a hotel. And guess what, Jim?
What?
There's only one room available.
Yes.
So the priest says, "Sister, I don't think the Lord would object if we spent the night sharing this one room. I'll sleep on the sofa and you on the bed. I think that would be fine," agrees the nun, Jim. So that's good. They prepare for bed, say some prayers and settle down to sleep.
Right.
10 minutes pass and the nun says, "Father, I am very cold." "Okay," says the priest, "I'll get you a blanket from the cupboard." Another 10 minutes passes, Jim, and the nun says again, "Father, I'm still very, very cold." The priest says, "Don't worry, I'll get up and fetch you another blanket." Another 10 minutes passes, Jim. The nun says softly, "Father, I'm still very, very cold." The priest says, "I don't think the Lord would mind if we acted as man and wife for the night." The nun says, "That's a good idea." So the priest says, "Get up and get your own blanket."
No, Bill! Come on, Fat. That's not a prope. That's 2020 in a propes.
Can you believe the old priest said that, Jim?
Come on, priester.
He just had a priest.
Come on.
Poor old nunny's gold.
Oh, she's thinking something else. Come on, Fat.
Oh, anyway, there's another good one. Have fun.
Oh, come on, blankets.